Good morning, everyone. It will take years for the full details to emerge of just how this operation was carried out. But it seems at this point this morning that human intelligence, in a very methodical effort, determined the identity of one of Osama bin Laden's closest associates some years ago. They isolated him to a neighborhood outside of Islamabad at a luxurious walled compound, which over time was determined to be the residence of Osama bin Laden, an attack which was ordered on Friday and green-lighted as recently as Sunday early afternoon Eastern time, began an operation in Abbottabad, Pakistan, which resulted after a firefight with Navy SEALs of the death of Osama bin Laden. We're following the story all morning long. The president announced it late last night. Some of the nation heard it by listening to that speech. Many others got the news from Twitter, Facebook pages, small headlines from person to person, transmitted and published around the world. You can call us at 877-8MYTAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Joining us now, Russell Galletti, first lieutenant in the Ohio National Guard, but who's deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan during several long tours. Russell, good morning.
Good morning.
And Dennis McKeon, parishioner of the St. Clair's Roman Catholic Church on Staten Island, 29 of its congregation lost in 9/11. Some were firefighters, some first responders. Reverend, what do you think about what's happened that we're learning this morning?
Okay, first, I'm not a reverend. I'm just a parishioner.
All right, parishioner, of course. Okay. My mistake. Sorry about that.
Not a problem. It's, almost 10 years later, and, justice is finally served. And the families are very happy. It shows a message that we'll never rest until all the terrorists are dealt with. And it's just, one sad thing that you hear everybody talking about, that this will bring closure to the family members. It won't bring closure, but it is a closure of one of the chapters of this. And the fact that we caught him and killed him is very important. And at least it brings some kind of, some kind of closure, very small closure for the family members.
Dennis, I don't want to put you on the spot, but you're a parishioner at St. Clair's Roman Catholic Church in Staten Island. I can only imagine the devastation of losing 29 of the congregation. But where does the turn the other cheek kind of sense of, what you talk about in church every Sunday, where does that fit into all this here?
Well, what we did is after 9/11, we brought together a group, and that's where the Turn came from. Where we tried to make a positive out of the tragedy, and a lot of volunteer efforts were set up to help the 9/11 families, which grew into programs throughout the year. So throughout the year since 9/11, so what we did was, we continued to help not only the 9/11 families but any victims of tragedy, based on how the country came together after 9/11. So as I said, this is just he's a mass murderer. I mean, he's the one that set this whole thing up, that killed over 3,000 innocent people. So, that's the way we have to look at it.
Dennis McKeon, a parishioner at the St. Clair's Roman Catholic Church in Staten Island. He started National 911 Family Organization, Where to Turn, to deal with the grief of losing 29 members of that congregation in the attack on 9/11. Lieutenant Galletti, good morning.
Good morning.
Your thoughts?
I'm pleased to hear it, but I'm also a little concerned. I am grateful to the troops that conducted the operation, intelligence professionals and allies who made it all happen, but I don't think it should significantly change our counterinsurgency commitments to Afghanistan. I think it's one of our major goals that we finally achieved, but it's one of several goals that we need to achieve in order to truly counter the possibility of non-state terrorism.
But Russell Galletti, if bin Laden is gone, is the Taliban our enemy?
I think they have been for a long time. I don't know. Obviously, I'm not at the highest levels of the effort over there, but I feel like our enemy over there is a mix of locals who are fighting just to fight, non-state actors who come in from other countries, and a mix of Taliban and Al-Qaeda.
What do you think the troops are thinking over in Afghanistan this morning? Obviously, you can't speak for all of them, but you know what a deployment is like in Afghanistan. Does something like this say to them, hey, we're going home sooner? Or is it saying, now we're going to be here longer?
I'd like to buy them all a beer today, but I don't think it means that they'll be going home sooner. I recall when we captured Saddam Hussein. I had yet to start my tour in Iraq. I didn't start my tour in Iraq until 2 months after we captured Saddam Hussein. I was there for 10 months, and how many years have we been there since then? So I think we're all guarded enough to know that this won't hasten the end, and we do need to keep our eyes on the counterinsurgency commitments over there.
What do you make of the enormous commitment that was spent to get bin Laden at a moment when he is at best a symbol of al-Qaeda? And the place where he was apprehended in Pakistan, you know, may or may not harbor other, you know, stated enemies of the United States. Is it possible that we've got our eyes on the wrong target here and that, you know, maybe this should have taken place in Yemen? Maybe there's a bin Laden out there that we don't know about who's actually operational?
I feel that our partnerships with other countries and our intelligence networks, and I only know this through the news that I receive, but I feel that it's all working as it should. I think it's definitely worth the expenditure of resources and opportunity to have pursued and killed bin Laden. And I think we're going to keep doing the right things, as we did in this case, to pursue people who are just as dangerous as bin Laden, that may not be as popular in the American media or, you know, on the tips of tongues of Americans here.
Lieutenant, I don't want to sound like a bloodthirsty civilian this morning, but is it wrong to say that almost not everybody in uniform on a deployment this morning wishes they were a Navy SEAL?
The Army got Saddam Hussein, so it's okay that the Navy has, Osama bin Laden.
It's okay.
But no, you're absolutely right. They from all accounts that I've seen on the news so far, and I've been watching it since it broke last night, they did a tremendous job, and I'm proud of them.
Reaction from First Lieutenant in the Ohio National Guard and a veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan, Russell Galletti, a friend of The Takeaway. Also, we spoke with Dennis McKeon, a parishioner at St. Clair's Roman Catholic Church in Staten Island, which lost 29 of its congregation in 9/11. Reaction all morning to the death of Osama bin Laden. You can be a part of it at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.